Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to be in your presence. We are grateful to you for the week that ended yesterday and the blessings we received during the week. Thank you for your protection upon us. And now our endeavors, our going out and coming in, travelers, business people, student workers, we are grateful to you for everyone. Thank you for your healing hands on the sick and the afflicted. We are grateful to you. Thank you for bringing us to your heart this morning. Thank you for the blessings in the Sunday school. We bless you for the name. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the hymns and the choruses. Thank you also for special members. We ask Lord, you bless your people. And Lord, we look forward unto you for more of your blessings today. We pray you remember every one of us. Those perhaps that we listen to the online, we pray that you will bless them likewise, God. And in all the nations of the world where your children are gathered together around the world, may you bless your people, may you help your servants. Lord, at the end of the day, there will be praises and adoration ascribed to your holy name. Thank you, dear Father. Jesus mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Come, please be seated.
Oh.
Luke chapter 18, we'll read from verse 35 to 43. Luke 18 from verse 35. And it came to pass that as he was come now to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded it to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you, and please be seated. For the time that we have before us, from about 17 Psalms, we want to bring a little summary out of it. If I preach the message, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He preached Jesus of Nazareth passed by. Then he preached blind Bartimaeus 15 times. So all of it together is about 17 sermons. So it's from that 17 sermons we want to have a little brief message that the Lord will help us. We'll go by the title of thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. You see, there are names that God didn't give human beings, but it's Satan that tagged it. Yeah, this man, his name is Bartimaeus. But as things continued in life, the devil added something to his name. He became blind Bartimaeus. Because probably he's not the only one bearing Bartimaeus in that land. Just as we have names that several people bear it. Samuel, several people bear it. Joseph, several people bear it. David, several people bear it. But if there is something special about one of them, somehow people are going to attack that speciality as a description to distinguish the one they are talking about. So when people ask which Bartimaeus is the blind one, so now he became blind Bartimaeus. And when those names are added like that, it will take only God to release it. Because once it's there, it's there. There is something they are looking at. There is an evidence before them. Other Bartimaeus can see, but he cannot see. So his name has changed from other Bartimaeus. He is now blind Bartimaeus. And that is how a woman we know as the wife of Zechariah in the scriptures, Elizabeth by name. Several people know that we will be bearing Elizabeth. But finally, the Bible said that this Elizabeth is now called the barren. So out of other Elizabeths, his own was separated because of a situation that she finds herself. And in most cases, this is not something that you can attach to yourself by yourself. And several times, it's not even the sins of the people that cause their situation. There may be one here, one there, that will be. But the scripture and the prophet are proving and establishing to us that it is not in every case that somebody is sick because of his sin. In fact, the example we may have in John chapter 9 make us to know that not only did the man not sin, Even his parents did not even sin. But Jesus just said that so that the works of God might be made manifest. And he was born blind. And he lived a blind man for 40 years. Just that the works of God might be made manifest. I'm sure that if in heaven before he came to be born on this earth, if there was a gathering like this, a conference, and the people are asked to raise up their hands, who wants the words of God to be made manifest through him? Maybe so many people will first of all raise up hands. But by the time the way the work of God is going to be manifest is now explained, all the hands will go down practically. That somebody will be born blind and is going to remain blind for 40 years before he will come in contact with the deliverer. That will finally have heaven to have his eye open. And through that one, the words of God will be made manifest. God will be glorified. People will praise God for that one. Who will go for us on that? I'm telling you, you will not see one person that will say, here am I, send him. Everybody wants Abraham's blessings. But we are yet to see one person that won Abraham's trials. You will never see that. So God is sovereign. He does what pleases him. We thank the Lord for that. The few things I've gone through myself in life, if I've been asked before whether I want to go through them, I will wash my heart completely off of it. If the worst comes to the worst, I'll say, let me not go to the heart. I know that there are people that have gone through far more than mine. Everybody in their own categories. But one thing with God is that he gives to everybody what he has given him grace to bear. That's just the general something is it. If I narrate my own, you narrate your own, this will narrate his own. Of course, everybody will see his own as greater. Everybody. We say, all this one you thought is small. If you see my own, and that my own narrative, you also say, is that all you want to say? Because there are some things that you can't even get enough language to even explain. That it is only God and you that will understand. So this man is called blind Bartimaeus. And we want to speak about him for this time that we have. And the normal thing with blind people, invalid, the people that are leprous, and other cases like that they find it difficult to be able to go to the normal secular work in life. Who wants to have a blind person as apprentice? Say, okay, want to go and learn job. Which job does a blind person want to learn? When he cannot see what to show him as example. And so on and so forth. Now there are situations in life that you know that this one, of course, all those situations ugly as you see them, the summary of it from the scripture is that an enemy has done it. Is the work of the enemy. The enemy can destroy, it can mutilate, it can crumble, it can do everything, it can repair, it can bring problem, it cannot solve. Yeah, that has been its nature right from Genesis to now. It causes problem, but it never solves one. So this man, from the story that we heard about it, blind Bartimaeus, he was born like every other male, born to his family, and with his eyes perfect that he could see as a little child. Along in life, the eyes began to fade gradually until the thing went out. We don't know particularly at what age. And he grew. When he got to the age of marrying wife, of course his profession now becomes beggar. Like we used to say, like the prophet said, that begging is a bad business. It is not easy to beg. Begging, and they say a beggar has no choice. We are not talking of the modern beggars nowadays. There are some beggars who give them 100 naira. They look at you and look at your hand and see what you are bringing out. 100 naira. Yeah, bring something better than this one. From the work they did not do. They dictate to you, girl, what you have to bring. I mean, some of these foreign beggars. And we have had different types of beggars today. You see people dress and go to bus stop near a park. Excuse me, can I see you? Excuse me, please. Dress fast, so you feel her. This one is maybe asking for this gift.
Hey, please, and you know what? I came to visit my uncle, and when I got there, the police, I was not going. I couldn't locate it. And my hope was that the money I had, I used to arrive there, to be able to help me back. I'm stranded. And I'm going to tell you, now. Please, if you just help me with 2,000 a day.
By the time you collect the 2,000 a day, he will watch this one as he goes. He moved to another location and say another story. And say another story. At the end of the day, this man might be having up to 30,000 in his pocket. You see that one will be better money. How many salary people can divide their salary and see 30,000 per day? So we have those group of beggars, which sometimes one is not really obligated to, because 90% of them are proven to be liars. But when somebody actually have a physical impairment, even though those ones, some of them prosper seriously. Some doesn't have leg at all, you can see them. But we see the bag of money they have with them, where they are located, the bag of money, some of them build house, some of them have about 3, 4, 5 wives, and so on and so forth like that. But you cannot think of that one and not do whatever you are supposed to do. May the Lord be our help. So this guy Bartimaeus had a rough night on a particular day, and he couldn't sleep well. He was rolling from one side of the bed. No, if you don't sleep well sometimes, you people that have those experiences, some have it constantly, and the night will become very long, like 3 days. You'll be checking the time every now and then. If you look at that message the prophet preached, Watchman, what of the night? He explained some of those things there. Experience of the night, when sleep is not forthcoming. Not only that, when your head is also not fine, and the sleep also is not available. The two of them together is the hour of Satan. Yeah. So the night becomes very rough. So the man rolled here and rolled here. So somehow, and when you cannot sleep in the night, when you wake up in the morning, you feel really tired. Because night sleep is supposed to refresh the body, to give you strength back. But when you wake up in the morning and very little sleep, and even the little sleep, you won't know whether I sleep or not, because like every time, 15 minutes or something, you see your eyes open again, close. This and that is one kind. So this man had a rough night, and there's a place he has to go to, because he has a wife, he has a child that will take care of them, where he is to bed. So, and normally they are in Jericho, that's where they live. So they go to the gate of Jericho, him and several other beggars with different ailments and whatever, they come there to beg. And you know, in the morning, if you go out, you people that go out in the morning, you know that beggars, they are not late comers. No, beggars are not late comers. Because any beggar that is a lay common order that day, he has missed it. Because the best time you can beg and get something is early in the morning. When somebody has gone and has spent all that he has, maybe met with disappointment and think that he's coming and you are not talking of it. In fact, the way we look at you, you know. So beggars know how to go about their business. They know the timing, they know whatsoever. So, and they go very early. Even sometimes, some of these beggars, they have arrived there by 6 o'clock. Some, they use people used to bring them there. Those that will bring them there, they bring them there before they break. Drop them there and leave. So, it's a full-time business. So, and he came late that day because of what the night held for him. And probably, of course, if you look at the end of his story, Jesus did not address him the way he addressed another woman and say that thy sins be forgiven thee. That one was not included here. The one that had a background sin that led to that one is the one that Jesus will add that statement and say thy sins be forgiven thee. When they are now saying that who is this one that is forgiving sin, he says, I do that you might know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Nevertheless, back to our subject, take up your bed and go. But the case of this man, there was nothing said about sin, like we have in John chapter 9. Because the disciples of Jesus particularly asked Jesus Christ, this man that was born blind, he's been there for 40 years. He's popular, people know him. And the disciples asked Jesus, this man, what caused him to be born blind? Because if he was born blind, it is something that is traceable to why he was before he was born that caused it. Has he seen inside the mother's belly? Jesus said no. Neither did even his parents sin. Say by the words of God, I will be made manifest. That's why it was like that. You know the story of the man. It's not our subject matter for this day. Just a reference, by the way. So the prophet said that when blind Bartimaeus got to where he will beg that day, of course, the sun is already broken. He's already feeling the warmth, though it was a cold time because, you know, in the areas of winter, even whether afternoon, so you are still feeling chilly. But if sun could come a little, it will help the something a little. So he was there and he was thinking that I had a dream tonight that was going to receive my sight. He had a dream, but that dream that he has, every time that his mind go to what the priest said, he kind of weaken his faith a little bit. Because the priest have said that all those stories that you have had, that your mother told you about this healing, about this deliverance, about this whatever here, is for the old time. That now God does not do those things anymore. He just wants us to come to church, pay our tithe and offering, and then just sing and praise God and go back home. That's all. Just serve God. That's all. Not that miracles happen again. So the priests have said that the days of miracles have ended. And what the man is in need of is a miracle. And it has ended according to the priest. And the priest will be the one that will encourage his faith, that will make him to know that God is God, that under any circumstances he remains God, that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever I do before, we continue to do until he does it for the last time. But this priest, Abraham said that such people ought not to be on the pulpit. They are deceivers. They are agents of Satan. They are not God's servants. So blind Bartimaeus was meditating about the stories that the mother had told him.
And you know, godly mothers, they used to tell their children when they are still very small, they begin to tell them Bible stories. And it is part of the message they are taught today, that you should tell Bible stories to your children. And the prophet called mothers the fifth gospel. And he said that before the mother, before the child will even know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are the four gospels we have in the New Testament, he said they will first of all know the mother, which is the fifth gospel. And children, especially nowadays, their brain is extra sharp. They learn everything, both good and bad. The stories you tell them, they cram it, and they are going to believe it. So number one, you should not tell them a wrong story. Because anyone you tell them, they will hold it. They will remember it, and they will be rehearsing it. If you also say bad things, they will also, some of the people here, some of these small children, so that they will come and say, my mommy did like this. My daddy did like this. They used to report it here and there. As you see them here, they will sometimes you look and see whether they sleep in talk. They don't sleep to not to hear. They hear. Some of them will be rehearsing some part of the sermon that they have in something that even old people will not even remember. I'm telling you, children that are here. So which means that if they are also told those Bible stories from home, it also be there too. And that is in conformity with the scripture that teach your children the way it should go, that when they grow old, they will not depart from it. And the prophet said that even if they depart from it, those will follow them. Or there is a possibility of them wanting to depart when they grow to be of to have influences from other places. They want to depart and they can even depart. But the thing will be haunting them and be following them. The prophet said nowadays, the mothers of nowadays, they are so busy, despite the modern facilities that we have. We have facilities to wash clothes. We have facilities, some that have money, they give clothes to the dry cleaner. In fact, if some have the power, set. In fact, some of the children now, they don't even wash their underwear. Everything is washing machine. That does every wash. Even if there is a machine that will carry it out to go and spread, and also carry it inside and go and arrange it where it's supposed to be, those machines should be in the house because they want it and they need it. Because that is what the age is talking about. But Brother Abraham said, it was not like the days before when Susanna West, who had 70 children, and there was no washing machine. When I was small, we carry clothes from house and go to the river to go and wash. Sometimes you will see whether in a store or something, you will be doing the clothes on it like this one. You will use soda, is a normal soap. Use soda and be babbled and be eating it like that one until every day till we come out. If you don't go away, you go dead there. It's not that you even wash it. I mean, you will carry the clothes to the river. Because how many water are you going to fresh? The river is about 2 kilometers away. You go and be fetching one baby. How many times will you go in the day? But today, everything has scattered. No strength. I was somewhere yesterday, I saw one small boy was waving down a woman. Hey, please carry me. And look, no boom. You don't know the person. They carry you to where? They can't trek. There's no strength. The whole thing is fortified soul. No strength. All the bone there is like so bone, like whatever. Nothing there, no strength. May the Lord be our help. So blind Bartimaeus started thinking about, meditating about the stories that the mother told him. And he remembered one of those stories that he liked so much because a little boy too was involved. Being that the time he was told those stories, he was also a little boy. So one of those stories was that of Elisha and the Shunammite woman. The mother had told him the story over and over again until everything is in his head. That there was a man of God by the name of Elisha the prophet, who normally come to preach in the city and go to the mountain to pray. And he didn't have much preparation for his ministry because his sermons were not interested, the people were not interested in his sermons. Because his sermon was after holiness. I was going out yesterday with somebody who said he wants to show me a land somewhere. So where we were going, we saw a Catholic church inside the bush there. I never knew that inside that bush they have gone to locate in a big something that they have started for years and solid structure that they are bringing up. And then we are talking how they have money and the rest of it. I said the reason they have money because the richest people in the world, most of them, they are inside their church. And to have a big church is very easy. Don't preach the truth. Don't talk about righteousness. Don't talk about holiness. Don't talk about just bless the people and bless the people and that's all. There will be money under 1 year. Even if the pastor wants to ride the helicopter, he will ride. He will ride. So I was telling the man that, but a church that preaches holiness, that preaches righteousness, that condemns all this adult style of life and today, that condemns, stealing, condemns all this unrighteousness, this political whatsoever, kill this one, do this one, that a church that does that one, he can't have members plenty. He will have members, but they'll be small. Amen. So the prophet Elisha was not accepted in the city, but he has to preach anyhow. After the preaching, he goes to the mountain to go and meditate, to go and pray. And then when he got a message again, he will come down, deliver his message, and go back home. And there is a woman that is called Shunammite woman. He kept watching the man as the man goes and comes, goes and comes, goes and comes. And then look at this man. He's a true servant of God. The people may not believe him. They may not stand for him. But the woman believed the kind of message he's bringing. Knew that this man is actually God's representative. So then the woman spoke to the husband. That this man, I observe, he doesn't have one room at all in the city where he can lay his head. Every day after his sermon, he has to after tiredness and the rest of it, go climb the mountain like that. No, he was also bad-headed. Sun shining on the air like that, eating. And you know, some of these areas where the sun, the heat is very hot. And those people will rejoice. The bad-head man. You know, they so much don't like him until one day, the things they were teaching their children is that don't mind that bad head that come and tell us here that it's Oga Elijah that he went up. That bad head. Why did anything himself also go up? So as the parents begin to talk those things over and over again, it got one time when the children in their numbers, when they were talking and playing, then they saw the prophet coming. Then that bad head go up. It was an extract of what their parents have been saying at all. Then they begin to rehearse it. And as they were doing that one, that prophet of God, with the anointing on him, that does not show mercy, he was living in the age of I-242, he just turned back and looked at those children and caused them in the name of the Lord. And two sheep bears came out from nowhere and tear 42 of them. And the prophet said that was in compensation to their parents. So the work they did, so their talking, that was the way God rewarded them. May we not get evil reward. So then he began to meditate on the story, how the woman talked to the husband, and the husband agreed that they should make one little room self-contained. Beside their house, that when the man is passing by, he can just, you enter that place, he doesn't need to go through the house, just attach it to the house like that, self-contained. and quickly they put the materials and they did it. So when they did it, they put the bed gear, they put the mattress, a nice pillow, not that bed sheet, towel and the rest of it like that. And then they put a mat outside, welcome man of God. So when it was passing the next time after they finished the construction, then the woman came out and greeted, man of God, God bless you, sir, you are welcome. Please, this room is for you from the family. Anytime that you are passing by, you can rest before you go and preach. When you are coming by, you can also rest here before you also go to the mountain. And the man looked. Say, okay, God bless you and your husband. And he entered inside and his servant. So when he stretched himself, have a shower, refresh. He knew that this one is different from where you are just from the preaching from the sun. Climbing that mountain like that, before he climbed the mountain, life will almost go out of him. He see that this one is different. Then he told the answer. These people have been carrying so much like that. You will never receive this care anywhere. Can you find that from the woman what you can do for her? So when they asked the woman said, well, I dwell among my people. Say, we are comfortable. We don't have any need of anything. These who are not covetous, if not today, we will still want. Even when we are comfortable, we will still want something. Let me use myself. If I'm driving Corolla, I'm a one Benz Jeep. So if I can have Benz Jeep, join this one. So that man can carry that Benz Jeep to church. Then this one I use it to local, I use it to run local. I use myself. So that it will not, God bless you. But the woman say, I'm comfortable. Then the prophet now asks his servant, do we just take it like that? Is there anything you yourself observe that they lack? Oh, the other said, one thing I observed that since you have been coming, they don't have a child. And the man, the husband is even old. The thing is already going out of time. He said, okay, call the woman. As the woman came and stood at the door, thus said the Lord, according to the time of life, by this time next year you embrace his son. The woman said, don't lie to your handmaid. She left. When the year came, things have of course no God work in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. As for whether the husband is he's no more, he doesn't have strength, his body, all those things are stored within human being. But when God is involved, the creator, you know what happened to Abraham and Sarah? That same God is here alive. When he needs to do it, he do it without any hindrance at all. No obstacle with him. He will just do it. Once God wants to do anything, don't be thinking about how. That's not our business. He will just do it. When the time came, the woman said, maybe she has stopped having a monthly something. One day tell the husband that, my monthly something is back. What is happening? Then after another month, say, I can't see the thing again. Well, maybe we Google gone before. Before you know it, you begin to have feelings. You begin to have feelings. Say, I don't know the kind of feeling I'm having. But these things that the prophet said the other time, does it have to do with this one? Gradually, the thing was going. It was going. No, I'm speaking among people that know what I'm talking about. I'm a man, not a woman. We only open our eyes and see when the clothes is going out, going out, going out. We know that something is somewhere. May the Lord be our help. Oh, sure. In this place, several of those clothes. People have started changing clothes. That year. A season is coming that almost every Sunday or Thursday. Bring them. Oh, yes, that's a Sunday. So, gradually the woman reached the maturity age and she brought forth. And the child was a boy, according to the word of the Lord. If God says he's a boy, it can't be a girl. God doesn't miss what. He doesn't miss what. If he says a boy, it's a boy. The boy came. And the boy began to grow. According to the scripture, by around the age of 12, went to the farm with the father, and while they were walking, had the son stroke, and begin to cry, my head. The father just thought, well, it's normal for inside son that, say, hold on, the servant, take him to the mother. By the time he got home, the thing got worse. The Bible said, around noon, the boy went off.
He
just carried the boy, opened that room, laid the boy on the bed, and closed the door, and called one of the husband. Say, send me one of the servants with a moon. I want to go and see the man of God. The husband said, today there is no special something. It's not a convention time. It's not whatever. It's no feast time. What are you going to say? Don't worry. Everything is fine. Everything will be well. I just want to see the man of God. Everything will be well. So, he sent that. When the Sabbath came, he said, hop to the mountain to the man of God. Don't salute anybody on your way. Just be going. In one place, the prophet said, because the message is urgent and is very important. There is no need for distractions. You just go straight. And Elisha was there with Gehazi, and they were having a nice time up the mountain. All of a sudden, Gehazi looked from, said, somebody is coming. Then Elisha said, is that not the Shunammite woman? Yes. But the way she's coming, she looked troubled. We think that there's a problem. See, and God have not shown me. The prophet said that God does not show his prophet everything. If it is a godly prophet, he only speaks when God shows him. The reason you have fake prophecies is because human beings want to turn God to our God. That everything, there must be something to be said. That's why we have political prophets nowadays. They want to say something in every situation. God is sovereign. You can't force him to say anything. If you want to say something, he will say it, and it will come to pass. If he does not want to say something, he will not say anything. If you go and say something on your own, it will fall to the ground. So when the woman came, she fell down and grabbed the prophet by the feet. Gehazi was trying to drag the woman, but the prophet says, leave him. Then the prophet asked, What of your eyes, your husband? He said, all is well. In other words, he's fine. What of the son? All is well. All is well, then what is the all is well, and then you are here trouble? Then she explained the matter. Is that the thing? You went, grabbed the staff, give to Gehazi. Wrong. And go and lay it on the child. Because that prophet believed that anything he touched is blessed. But because the faith of the woman wasn't in that star, the woman was not saying, I want to go to the mountain to go and collect the prophet's staff. I want to go and meet the prophet. Now you speak, just say the Lord that this boy is coming. The boy is here. You did not tell me that he only stayed with us for 12 years and the thing we turned to sorrow. Oh, yeah, come and see to it. In their ground here. When he told Gehazi, Gehazi already carried me something and jumped. The woman said, as the Lord live and as your soul live, I will not leave you except to follow. We are going together. I didn't come here for staff, I come here for you. So, the prophet followed her. And Gehazi outran them. Go to the house, carry the something, put the staff on the chair. No, nothing. No life. Why? The faith of the woman was not there. If the faith of the woman was just, if she was just going with a mind that whatever the prophet tells me, that's what I will do, he will have allowed the staff. and his power will have went with the child. But because that was not where our faith was, so by the time Elisha himself came, neighbors already have gathered. So he put them all out. The prophet said the same thing that Jesus did in the house of Jairus. First of all, you have to create an atmosphere where God can move. Faith and fear, faith and anxiety, faith and screaming, and they don't move together. There is an atmosphere of faith, and then if you create atmosphere of unbelief, it goes with fear, with crying, with anxiety, with sorrow, and those are Satan's revivers. If you actually have faith, all those things doesn't come inside. The prophet put all of them out and locked the door. Himself only and the child. Begin to walk up and down there meditating. Of course, we think back about the vision that God gave to him about the boy. God, why did you give me vision for this boy, for this woman? And then even if they were happy before, they never asked for children. But you are the one that said that I should speak the child for them as a compensation of their kindness to us. Then this one is greater sorrow than before. Something must happen. He was meditating, walking up and down. All of a sudden, the anointing carried him, he lied down on the child. Head, forehead to forehead, nose to nose, mouth to mouth, everything like that, and stretched himself on the child. Then the child body began to get warm. Then he sneezed seven times and opened his eyes. Then he got, said, call the Shunammite woman. Call her. Then carry your child. Wow. So Bartimaeus thought of that. If to say I have lived in that day, I will have run to that prophet too. And the prophet of God, I am blind too. If you can raise the dead, you can open the eyes of the blind. Say, but bad thing enough now that the priest have said that you don't do those things again. Then he meditated further that this is the gate of Jericho. From the stories the mother told him, there was one story that he said that one day that Elijah and Elisha were going together hand in hand, and they passed by this gate of Jericho. From here, saying that Elijah telling Elisha that the Lord has called me to Bethel, and from there to Jordan. So he said they walked down here hand in hand. He remembered that story. He said, if I have lived at that day, I would have come to go and meet those men of God and tell them to have mercy on me, and my eyes would have been opened. Oh, he remembered another story still that the mother told him that these very stones that they are using for seats now was one time a high wall stone. A high wall stone. The stone was used to erect a big, thick, tall wall. That it was when the children of Israel were coming from the land of Egypt, going to Palestine, coming to go and in their inheritance to go and possess it. That was when the captain of the host of the Lord met Joshua at this very gate of Jericho and stood before him. He said, if I have lived at that time and I have also seen that captain of the host, I would have also gone and fall down before him as Joshua did, and I would have attended to my case. Say, but look at where I am now, and there is no hope for me. The prophet said, little did he know that that same captain of the host of the Lord is not far from him as he's talking there. He was meditating. The thing we meditate on, they are the things that finally used to happen to us. If you meditate on negative, negative we have. You meditate on positive, positive we have. You keep meditating. He said, this talks. It was when the children of Israel, led by Joshua, walked around this the wall 30 times Once a day for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, seven times making 13. And the scream, of hallelujah, that was when that wall collapsed. That's why they could have the stones now as rubble they could use to sit upon. So he was meditating on those things. That why is it that he has not lived in the days of one of those things? If he has lived in one of those days, he would have gone to meet these men of God, that they would have helped him out of the situation. Amen. Then after some time, he had a noise of a mule galloping. Oh, then he said, okay, it means that one of the rich men have not passed. So which means that I may still get some coin. Because majority of the people they trek, for somebody to be writing on moon is a rich man, a wealthy man. Just as we have categories today, we have pedestrians, some people with a bicycle, some people with motorcycle, some people with a two-door. They don't exist much again now. The old beetle, like in Japan, as we, the beetle of nowadays, they are, some of them are close to half a billion. More than one that is maybe no steering. So, for somebody to be using mule to come now, he's a wealthy man. So he stood up and carried his plate and went to go and stay on the road. All of a sudden, by the time the thing galloped, which we are is, out of the way, who is this one? Out of the way, I don't have time for beggar this morning. I'm the head of the ministerial association. And they have told me that a fanatic is coming to town. Say he wants to go and hold revival service here. I'm there to go and stop him. We don't have time for those fanatics. We don't believe in that kind of somebody that was born, that even his back is still in question. A fake between Joseph and Rachel, they live with themselves. Or if somebody live with a woman, pregnant him, he's now talking of Virgin Mary. He says, lie! Off the road, want to go and stop those revivals. I'm a servant of the Lord. Time to give coins this morning to anybody. The prophet said that we must have a heart to help people. Yoruba has an adage. If we only walk in so long. I see a logo. Only so long. No. Yoruba language is rich. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I dropped two. I was using it to express, say, get the message. You don't need to. When you know parable, you don't talk plenty. No, somebody that could do some connection. This person, this word they are doing, say, maybe you know. People, maybe you know. I got that parable somewhere. Late. He told you a long time, man. Late, he told you a long time, man. When I mentioned it, himself, no the completion. You get what I'm saying? I was not talking for myself, I was talking for somebody else. He said, he got it. And by the time he went to go and do as I said, the thing was positive. Let's leave that one. Talk. We are talking about blind Bartimaeus and the priest that didn't want to help him. So when blind Bartimaeus found out that help is not coming from this person, he thought it was a wealthy man that could give him something. Then he went back, staggered back to where his seat was and sat down. So when he sat down, began to think again. Look at my condition. and doesn't know when he will die. Maybe if he's destined to live for 100 years, and it will be, Baba said, he's so free for blind people. You know, blindness is one of the worst sickness. For you not to know who is before you, you don't know where you put your next leg, whether an inside dish, they give you something, they say it's tea. You don't know what tea, what is the content. If they miss urine inside, and say it's tea, that's the way the tea used to taste. Gladly you will not drink it. Whatever they call food, that's what we eat. You don't have a choice. You don't know who prepared it. You don't know who is for you. You don't know who is against you. You don't know who is making guests of you. You don't know who is pitying you. It's a terrible condition to be physically blind. As you can see like that, that's also how it is spiritually. When somebody is spiritually blind, it's 1 million times of this physical one. Because his eternal destination is involved now. It means that for him, he is being led into the lake of fire. And he thought he is being led to the right place. You know, when blind people want to cross road, they will have to wait and get somebody to lead them across the road. They depend on leadership. They depend on help. If the person leading him is going to now, let's say we lead him now to the mouth of a trailer corner, he will just run over and miss him. So a blind person is the person. So for somebody to be blind spiritually is very horrible. It means that he's being led to his final destination, which might be the lake of fire. I said, God, have mercy upon him. But physical blindness has to do with this life. Like we used to say, there's not going to be a blind man on the other side. So he sat down. I was thinking again of those stories. And finally, he had noise again. Different utterances this time around. Children, women, everybody said, yeah, you know, children, they like noise. Ah, you see, when you see some of this on outside, they like noise, roll up and down, we everywhere, roll. That is us. For them, that is the only enjoyment of this life. So then we run so till until they fall down and blood is coming from their sons. When the children run, they begin to say, what is happening? Because if somebody is blind, you don't even know where that wall has broken. And everybody is running for their life. You don't know where to run. So you need to find out. Then later, you begin to hear different voices. Some people say, that fanatic that claim that he's a prophet. Don't mind him. Which type of a prophet is that one? He's a prophet of God. He breaks Sabbath. He will drive people out of the whatever. He don't misbehave up and down. He's very rude. If you look at his utterances like this one, the way he talked to people, very rough. Generation of vipers. You have your father, the devil. The way he talks, very rude, very proud. And he says, you're the devil. The man ought not to live, he ought to die. Then there will be other people who say, Hosanna, for the Son of God. Glory be to God in the highest. So there was a mixture of this one. He couldn't make it up. What is it? Is it Hosanna now? Or is it devil? Which one is which? Let somebody tell me now. So we say, go and sit down. What do you call it? Go and sit down. Sit down, what? I'm hearing noise. I need to know what is going on. Then finally, a woman came. Say, you didn't know what is happening? Say, I don't know, I'm blind. I don't know what is happening. I'm just hearing noise, different things, I don't understand. Ah, you don't know. Hey, you don't know about the prophet of Galilee. Say, prophet of Galilee. I hear some people saying that whether it's a false prophet, say, no, be so, it is true. Say, okay, let me tell you something. Do you remember Rebecca and Zachary? He said, yes, now Zachary is the businessman. Yes, he has given me coins several times. I know Zachary. See, Rebecca was a member of his church and had been praying for the husband for quite some time, trusting God, believing that God will do something about his case, and had been praying and holding on. So you know what finally happened? One day, Zacchaeus himself made up his mind to go and disguise and hide on a tree. That I want to vindicate whether the man is a prophet or not. The woman explaining to Bartimaeus now. Say, I'm listening, man. You know what finally happened? While he was coming, though the disciples don't even want him to be disturbed by things like that, he said, but Zacchaeus went to go and hide in a tree. And by there, used leaves to cover himself. That nobody will see. He wants to know, see the man the way he's operating, to know whether that actually is a prophet or not, or is a false prophet. Say, but do you know what happened? I don't know, man. Say, when Jesus got close to the place, then he removed the leaf, then and look at the man coming. Say, the eye of the man look godly. But what the people are saying, but I will see whether it's actually a prophet. Because that's the thing I want to check. I know where I am is secure. Nobody will ever know. No human being will ever know that I'm in this place. So that's why I'm certain. Then, all of a sudden, say, when the man got to under that tree, he just stopped. He stopped. What happened? Say, he just look up and say, Zacchaeus, come down from there. I must dine with you today. Salvation has come to your house. He said, is that what happened? Is it the same person you say is coming? Say, is the same person? Is the same person? Thou son of David, have mercy on me. The disciple said, he is tired. He is tired. You know what was in the case of blind Bartimaeus? What physically was in it? In his blind condition. He has a wife and also a daughter. So one day, first of all, the girl got sick, and it's only girl he has. And they do every medication possible for the girl. The sickness was getting worse. Until finally, the doctor came with this conclusion and said that blind Bartimaeus, medically speaking, there is no further hope for your girl. We are sorry to inform you. Any moment from now, he will go. Say, blind Bartimaeus, touch something, go to the side of his house and lay down there and offer prayer to God. I say, God, I don't have anything, but I have these two turtle doves. Those turtle doves, they say that is what they used to use to attract people that will give them money in that place. So when they tumble, make play with each other, they have been trained. So those two toddlers will be playing like that, and then when they please the people, they will not give them money. But blind Bartimaeus says, since I don't have anything, if you can heal my only girl that I have in this seemingly incurable disease, I will offer these two toddlers to you. And the girl miraculously got healed. Brother Branham said, it is those kind of valuable promises that does it. That's what he says. Not, he says it's something that is really costly. You know, in the Old Testament, you see people make vow. No matter how heavy the vow is, they keep it. They make promises, they keep it. That is why the book of Ecclesiastes says, when you are going to the house of God, be careful. Don't be rash with your mouth. Don't utter things you are not ready to do. He said, otherwise, the angel will be angry at your word. Don't say you utter it in error. Because every word that comes out of your mouth is being recorded. God, if you can help me to solve this problem, this is what I will do. It's recorded. God, solve the problem, you change your own. The next time, never you expect God. Because you have a record with it that you never kept. Blind Bartimaeus, he offered the two turtle doves. After some time, the wife was sick. They begin to doctor. Then the doctor also said that, Blind Bartimaeus, we are sorry to inform you that the case of your wife is very serious. From every indication, we don't know how many days she can live. Is that the report, doctor? Say that's it. You just want to inform you before it happens. He used hand, traced himself to the side of the house, and then died again. One thing Bartimaeus knows is that God answered prayers. If he can be offered sincerely, God answered prayers. When he got there, he kneeled down. I said, God, I thank you for healing my girl. This one they are talking of my wife, I'll be miserable. I don't have anything. One thing left that I have now is the lamp, which they call them their guiding eye. Their seeing eye. Because that lamp has been trained, is the one that takes them to anywhere. You see, if you watch, you see some things on YouTube. I've seen where a dog carry money, carry basket to the market, and they will go to this one. They will collect the money and give change and put it inside the basket and go like this one, the same thing, buy this one, and then carry the thing, go back to the owner. Today, where things have reached now, I don't know. May God be merciful unto us. You know these robots that they make, so I saw one that somebody put in. I saw one making a weeding with hope. Halfway like human being. You know those ones will never be tired. It's human being that can be tired. If it's possible like that, that one can do up to 5 acres in a day. Because it's a robot, it's not a man that will be tired. From minute one to minute last, it doesn't need to rest. It's operated electrically. They are doing things to wipe off all the poor people. The job that they used to do is one they want substituted. So that when all the poor people are erased, only the people that are healthy will stay, and then they will enjoy their life. It is not God's program. The rich and the poor will live here together until Jesus comes. As all those things are advancing, God too is looking at his timetable. Everything is winding up. But the real science is going. Abraham said there is a final boundary where they will reach. And I think they are getting to the boundary where everything will end. The prophet said it is just one careless man that is going to press a button. That careless man will be inspired to do it when the time comes. When he presses that button, this explode, clear several kilometers. That one will press his own button, clear several kilometers. If buttons like that, then the end of the OT will come. But just before them, 3.5 years before that one, the bride will leave this place. Now, God is watching the timetable. Everything is in progress. So this lamb that is the seeing eye for Bartimaeus is the only one he has left. So he made a promise to God that if you can heal my wife, I will offer this lamb to you. And when it comes to offering of lamb, of course you have to take it to the priest. He's the one that will offer it for you. So by the time, of course, when God hears things like that, he will do a miracle. He move on the scene, the wife will cover. What is healing? Healing is children's breath. Let the person even be pronounced dead. Let there be no heart. Let cancer have eaten all the intestine and everything up. If God wants the person to live, all that you need to say is just a little kumi. I say unto you, arise. You say, what about the liver? You say, what about the kidney? You say, what about this one? The creator is saying, arise. All those parts together in 1 second, and the human being is back on his feet. That is Jehovah God. And that is the confidence that God has in his word. That when it is something, a project is involved inside, he doesn't have an obstacle. No problem at all. Then he took his lamp and went to the temple. So the priest said, Bartimaeus, we see you today. He said, yes, sir. I come to make a sacrifice. Say, okay, Bartimaeus, I'm hearing you. So, which type of sacrifice? Say, I want to offer this lamb unto God. When my wife was sick, They told me last week that my wife was sick and that she will die any moment. I went to pray and promised God that this lamb, if he carry my wife, I will offer it to God. And then the priest said, God bless you, Bartimaeus. You are welcome. In fact, you are a real man. You know one thing? This one you have changed, this one is your eye. So I'm going to give you money now to buy lamb there. Those people that are selling, you just go and buy lamb there. Then you come and use it for your sacrifice. Bartimaeus said, thank you, kind priest. But you know one thing? I promised God this lamb. I did not promise him a lamb. The one you want to offer, you want to offer me is a lamb. But this very one is the one I promised God that I want to offer. The priest will not persuade him. He has to offer that one. Say then, what about your eyes? He said, God will provide himself a lamb for Bartimaeus' eyes. Because Bartimaeus knew that the very God that provided a lamb for sacrifice in the wilderness, when it was necessary, when it was needed, he's still alive. Whether the priest says this or may priest pass or not, it's immaterial. So when they ask him to go and see them, he scream again. The Bible says, he rather shout the more. The thing I have been told about the person that is coming, if it is actually the person that is coming, you can't stop me today. The Bible says he raised his voice, he cried the more. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. When he screamed, the Bible says Jesus stopped. The prophet said the distance between where he was and where Jesus was, with the crowd, with the noise, there is no way that Jesus can distinguish a voice like that from the noise of the crowd that is shouting about him. The noise are so much that everybody is shouting. So this one calling here, it has to be something else. It is the faith of this person in the Son of God that is coming that make him to scream out like that. It is that faith that taught God. It is that faith that stopped Jesus. It is that faith that Jesus looked at, which he can never pass by. Let me tell you something. If you have been in a terrible situation, you will know what it is to call for mercy. One day the prophet was holding a revival at Camden, Arkansas, where they have the Jethro law. And the last day of the revival, there was a man that came from far place who was blind. And where he was coming from, he dreamt that night that you go to Camden, Arkansas, that he's going to receive his sight, that a man with the gift of healing is coming there, holding meeting, and he's going to receive his sight. Now, this is a blind man. He said he woke up and he sat down. And then, even though his physical eyes was blind, but God gave him the sight to see beside him, he said his mother. He said, and the mother has never told him a lie throughout his life. Mothers, do you tell lies to your children? One time, somebody went to ask for the mama of some children. Say, what of your mommy? Say, my mommy said he's not around. My mommy says we should tell you that she's not around. Is she around? She don't know how to tell lies. You are rather ruining your own reputation by teaching them how to lie. They will present it to the person exactly as it is. That you are inside, but you said that you are not around. This man said, my mother has never told me a lie throughout her life. And she has died for some years now. But I saw her standing beside my bed this very night. And say, I should come to this place that I will receive my sight. Now, he came down quite alright. He was told that that was the last day of his services. And there is a law that cut him off from mercy. Because there is a barricade where they put all the colored people. They cannot cross that place. And the other side is where the things is happening. It's only for the whites. Like go to the loss of the lordship of the house of Israel. Don't go in the way of the getter of Samaritan. But when a getter needed it, she came and screamed for mercy. Say, have mercy on my even though she doesn't know how to address him. Is he come for mercy? Say, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. The Bible said that Jesus didn't answer a word. When she repeated the screaming, the disciples added to it. Send her away, she's disturbing us. She's screaming again. Jesus said, I'm not sent to her because there are dogs there. Then she came through and said, truth, what you have said is the truth. But remember that dogs also eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I'm not coming to struggle with the children. I only want the crumbs. And Jesus said, great is your faith. So the faith that is calling for mercy, it can cross barricades. It can break protocol. It can attract God. It can change the program. Whether the program of man, even if God himself utter any good anything to God, he will utter it. And the prophet finished at that meeting in Camden. And they were taking him away. And the wife told the man, say, the pastor has finished and they are taking him away already. The man began to scream, mercy! 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 There were others there. They are not in his own condition. But there is a condition that this man is. It's a condition that he has no doubt been praying and trusting God. And God, in answer to his prayer, has sent the mother. He used the figure of the mother because the mother is a truthful person. That is why the man believed it. If it had been somewhere another figure that was used, he wouldn't have come. But God used that figure because that figure is a true figure that have never lied to the boy, ever. He made him to really believe it. That's why he came. And now they told him that the man is going. And now they are also barricaded now from that message. Say there is a Jim Crow law. The black should not mix with the white. The man cannot help himself. He begins to scream, mercy. Mercy. Then Brother Abraham says, I want to go where that man is. The person taking says, you can't do it. The police people that is guiding says, you cannot do it. He said, but God told me to go there. You are telling me not to go there. God is telling me to go there. Who do I listen to here now? Because it was a call of mercy that was coming out from a deep heart. Then he went. He said, can you please listen to my story a little bit? He said, yes. In 1999, he said, yes, God has answered your prayer. Just one word, the eye just come over. Then the wife asked, say, only can you see? Say, yes, that's a red car. You mean you can see? Then the place before that, then Brother Abraham begin to wait. Because that is the person that called for mercy. That is the person that caused their tragedy. When the pillar of fire leaves this prayer line and go to the audience. If you go to specific people, people who are afraid of, people who come believing, people who come expecting, people who are expecting mercy. Now, what is mercy? Mercy is a favor that you don't deserve, that is given to you. Brother Abraham said, when he was talking about the centurion, He said the centurion, though people were talking about him that he did this, it was not, the man did not come on that basis. The man came to Christ on the basis of mercy. He didn't come on the basis of what he has done. And Brother Abraham said, if you are going to get anything from God, you have to come and be feeling unworthy of that thing. He said that is where you are apt to get it. That is mercy. You go through the scripture and see where people call for mercy like that. If you come from deep down, they have never been turned down once. Because that mercy is what human race deserve. Apart from God's mercy, none of us will be here by now. We will have perished completely. It is that mercy that is holding the rod of God. It is that mercy that is making us to survive. It is that mercy that led us to the truth. Is that mercy that brought down the pillar of fire? Is that mercy that sent the prophet of the hour? It is that mercy that we are standing for today. Outside of that mercy, nobody can survive. Blind Bartimaeus, say, thou son of David, if it's the one they say is coming, if it's the one that they are just giving the testimony now, if it's the one my mother has told me that God promised that is to come, and that is the Messiah. Oh, so he's the one that is passing this same place where I am standing. After I don't have a lamp to guide me, after I don't have the total dose that we play to help me get money, so God is providing a lamp for the eyes of blind Bartimaeus. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped. If he stopped one time, he will stop again. If he ever stopped once, for a cry and a call of mercy, when it is needed again, it will stop again. Because it is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is the same in nature. It is the same in attitude. It is the same in character. It is the same in everything. In every detail of his promise, it is the same. It will stop again. That son of David, he said, have mercy upon me. And that son of David, which is Jesus Christ, is the one made manifest in our generation. And I tell you in the name of the Lord, that is the breathing word that our God be telling you now. That is Jesus Christ in written, in spoken form. He's here again to stop for a cry of mercy. I wonder if there is someone here that is in that same situation, that have that same problem, that have that same need, that is desirous of that is mercy. The door of mercy is open. The door of mercy is open. God will never shut the door of mercy against anybody that comes sincerely, that desires sincerely. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Creator, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That same God that visited in those Old Testament, that visited in the New Testament, that visited in my generation, is the one we are talking about. Is that same son of David is here to show his mercy, and the door of mercy is open. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Speak to him. They ask blasphemers to keep quiet. In cry out the more. In cry out the more. The Bible said in the book of Exodus, he said the cry of the children of Israel have come up unto me. I know their sorrow. I see their sign. I see their crying. And I'm called out to deliver. If he hear their cry that time, he must hear our cry again today. He must hear our voice again today. He must listen to our request again today. Because he said yesterday, today, and forever. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my situation. Have mercy on my condition. Change it for better. Don't allow the devil to give me any name that you have not given me. Every name contrary to the one you have given me, let the fear of us send them off. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. For every sinner, for every sick, God has provided a lamb for our spiritual eyes, for our physical eyes, for our physical condition, for our spiritual condition. It is Jehovah today that has already provided a lamb for our blindness. He has provided a lamb for our healing. No matter the sickness, it is the same lamb of God. He's here again to prove himself. Only believe, and it shall be as you have. I say, your faith has saved you. Your faith has delivered you. Your faith has led you home. Your faith has led you to receive life. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Any altar call again, since more than half of the congregations at the altar, many are on their feet, and we don't need to give any altar call. I'm convinced that everybody knows what we are talking about. Everybody that has a need, they are in contact with that high priest that we taught by the feeling of our infirmity. The God that have been having mercy since the old time. The door of mercy still being open. He's right here in our midst to show mercy to everybody. Only believe as you pray. Hold your request in your heart. I believe God for a miracle. For his supernatural intervention. For his supernatural. You will see him moving as the mighty God of our Father. The captain of the host of the Lord is right in the midst of his people. Our gracious God's Heavenly Father. We thank you very much this morning, Lord, because you pass our way. When blind Bartimaeus asked a question, he told him it was Jesus of Nazareth that is passing by. Dear Lord, because you have opened our spiritual sight to know what is happening today, we already know that is the Jehovah God of Old Testament, who is Jesus of the New, our El Shaddai, our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Nissi, our Jehovah Sidenu, our Jehovah Rapha, our Jehovah Ra, our Jehovah Shammah, our Jehovah Shalom. We know he's the one that is passing by. The God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Alpha and the Omega, the El Shaddai, is the one that is passing by. And when you pass by like that, anyone that call upon you for mercy, we have checked your history, we have checked your stories, we have seen that you always respond to the call of mercy. We are here this morning, calling again as we see you pass by, in this wagon of your word, in this wagon of faith, we are calling for mercy, and we know that our faith has stopped you. It has stopped you to give us attention, to meet our needs, to solve our problem, to answer our request. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you answer every question. Dear Father, we pray at this hour that whatsoever each one of us have prayed before you, in this hour of mercy, may you attend to everybody, dear Father. May you solve every problem. May you answer every question. May you heal every sickness. May you fill with the Holy Spirit. May you baptize again afresh with the Holy Spirit. May the power of your word drive out every unbelief, dear Father. Let it be, Father. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you. We know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your prophet have told us that for you to do it in one time, because some people call upon you, if you are called upon the next time on that same basis, he said you are obligated, you are duty bound to do it the next time. When we look at the way people call you before, and we see our own situation, that we need you just as they needed you, that's why we call upon you. So you are obligated to answer us, and we know you are answering us, and we know you will answer us. You know, we know that you will always answer us. Dear Father, from this moment we begin our testimony. Glory be to your wonderful name. Your prophet said when you healed him and he was testifying, that the devil came around and said he was not healed. He said he told him, if you are tired of hearing me testifying, then you better stay away. And he said when he did it like that for some time, then the devil stayed away completely. Give us the strength, give us the grace, give us the revelation to do what is pleasing unto you. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. May the blessing be permanent in our life, to the glory and the honor of your name. As we dismiss this service, dismiss us with your blessings. Bring us back again 2:00 for more of your blessings. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. By the grace of God, shall we rise on our feet? Hymn number 178. Living below in this old sinful world. Yes, living below.
love your infant. We pray thy love so well. Comfort I get from God so well. Yet when I feel that in him I'm so dead, where could I go but to thy love? Where could I go? Where could I go? Even as he said, trust and know.